We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
My brother was the 26th victim here, and it saddened me to see that two more people have died in the last 2.5 months after him. No change has happened. We have a lot of publicity, but they still haven't taken it serious enough to walk in this holding center and demand changes. Sheriff Howard is just running this jail to the ground.
And your brother's name?
His name was Connell Burrell, and they gave him a peanut butter sandwich when his glucose was 24 to 26 in the range, and it ended up getting stuck in his esophagus and choking him. So he actually died in this holding center 3 times. They revived him, then took him over to Buffalo General, which is only 1.5 miles away, and he's ended up dying again maybe 4 more times. And so took like 1.5 days when we finally said if something else happened, we'll just let him go peacefully because he had already lost so much.
What are you guys doing here today then? What's your message today?
My message is enough is enough. We need to fire Sheriff Howard. The state government, or in specifically the Oval Office and the Governor's Chamber, needs to get rid of Sheriff Howard. This is not for the purpose of incarceration. This jail is here for the purpose of detention only, so that people can show up to trial and get a fair trial. That's what this jail is here for. It's not here to punish people. It's not here to get a vendetta against people. And it's not here to say, well, you got yourself in here, so we're going to treat you the way we want to treat you, in a racist manner.
Talk about that a little bit more. Just echo kind of his sentiments.
Well, the whole thing is everybody got to be treated equal inside of here, and it's not being done. The prisoners are saying they're not allowed to use the gym and the other facilities that have been paid for by the taxpayers for them, you know, to come out here and better themselves. They got educational facility. Half the people in here are only here short term. So who's getting a GED or doing something else with that kind of facility? And then everybody that I read about that died out of the 28 victims, it's been about 7 of them that was dehydrated and malnutrition. How can somebody be dehydrated and malnutrition? And this is a county facility. You're telling me we don't have the money to get food and stuff in here? Or they have it, but they're just not giving it to the inmates. And then there's other people that's having heart attacks and stuff. They're not getting their medicine on time or just not getting it, period. Craig Beatty, he didn't get his insulin in time. He ended up drinking out of the toilet here, and then they paid him $150,000. Why do everybody have to get paid a lawsuit instead of just having a life? Why do we have to keep suffering time and time again? When are we going to get change? It shouldn't take 40 to 100 people to die before the governor or somebody really step in and say enough is enough.
And to be clear, you feel this is racist in nature?
Well, I know it's racist and inhumane. It's more inhumane than anything because half of the people on the list, they're not black. It was a couple of them that were women. It varied out as far as the people. But the way that they're taking this whole jail thing, like I'm in command and I just totally run everything, is just downright dirty, wrong. And he's looking in everybody's face just laughing because he went to them and they told him, look, Sheriff Howard, you got to change some things in order for you to run this facility the way that we want it ran. And he told the county, yes, I'll do this change, I'll do that change. And then not even a year later, he went back to his old tactics and he started running the jail the way he felt fit. So who's going to hold him accountable, and who's going to hold the legislator accountable to make sure that he's going to do his job?
Now, the legislature has tried to provide more oversight for the sheriff's office and specifically the holding center. Is that enough, or does there need to be more action, legislative action taken?
yes, there does need to be more legislative action taken both on the county level and the state level of government. I think that the idea that Sheriff Howard can snicker from the side of his mouth, smirk from the side of his mouth, and say, well, they shouldn't have been there anyway, and as opposed to letting the wheels of justice turn and say, well, give them their day in court. Because, again, it's for the purpose of detention, not incarceration. That's what the state and county level is for. And, you know, I've been in here before. It wasn't a pretty sight. I got my day in court. India Cummings' crisis was criminalized. You know, this is just wrong on every level.
Is there anything else that you would do with that?
Well, just like I want to go back on that and pity back, because he's saying that this is a detention place and it's not a country club, so we don't have to treat anybody good, fair, equal, or anything else. Once they walk in these doors, they're like animals or whatever. We can treat them any way we want and disregard any feelings about them because they're not equal to persons, so we're going to do what we want to do. And that's not fair. Sheriff Howard had a rally just a block from here a year ago talking about, you know, he's a Trump supporter and everything else. But while he was doing that, he had the KKK and
American Nazi Party,
the Nazis and all these other people, Confederate flags. How can you say when you talk about racist? Now, that part was racist because you blatantly put it in everybody's face. I'm supporting Trump and these other people. But he said he didn't support the other people, but they had freedom of speech. They could do what they want to do. So it goes back and forth. When it's convenient for you, everybody got the right to say what they want to say. But the prisoners and their families, they don't have no right to say anything except bury their dead. And then the person that died before my brother, 7 days before Joseph, his mother could not even get his ashes from the funeral home. He stayed there for 2 months. She didn't have the $900. Everybody is not equal in this. You know, people have a hurt, people have feelings. We brought her ashes to her 2 weeks ago. And matter of fact, Joseph's daughter turns 3 today, so I hope they show up. It's little Charlie's 3rd birthday today without her father.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.